Can play that better than you can the accordion, man. I'll give you that.
Yep.
What is this podcast coming to?
I don't know.
What isn't it coming to? Eventually, it's just going to come to everything. Welcome to episode 28 of One More Podcastle, where you may not live to tell the tale. My name is Eric Bailey. I still use a flip phone, and I'm the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
I am Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer and fill in funny phrase here.
My name's Jason Lamb. I'm the resident Canadian editor, and I like shrimp on the Barbie.
That's really starting to roll off the tongue, the Canadian editor.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you still enjoy editing those Canadians?
I do.
It's actually kind of ironic because we have one Canadian writer and you're not his editor.
No.
Well, I mean, other Canadian writer, because obviously you write for the site as well.
So. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Way to go.
Aw, yeah.
Well, all right.
Cool. Well,
it's been fun, guys. Thanks. Yeah.
See you later.
Glad we got that intro out of the way. That was good.
Man, silly, silly intro.
Woo! That was exhausting. I don't have anything else to say.
Well, let's talk about some old video games.
Oh, cool. Have you guys been playing any old video games lately?
I have.
What?
What have you been playing?
I picked up a copy of Mutant League Football for the Sega Genesis.
Nice, nice. Is it as fun as you remembered it as a kid?
I didn't really play it as a kid.
So the answer is no.
Well, I was more into the pigskin football, the Jerry Glanville's pigskin football, because it was more of a arcade punching people kind of a football game, where this is actually a football game just with... Like, there's all these crazy teams, and, you know, you can play as humans or mutants or robots or, and, like, all of the fields that you can play on have something different. Like, one of the fields has, like, giant craters that you can fall down in, like, if you're running the ball, and other fields. There's a field that has, like, a mine field, like, mines set throughout. So you can be throwing a pass and then, you know, have the guy catch it, and then it's, you know, he blows up because he hit a mine.
Oh, of course.
But actually, one of the more intriguing things about the game, so I picked it up at this game shop I go to all the time, and it was complete in the box, perfect condition, game was pristine, instruction booklet was there, and the guy who had owned it before me actually had the receipt from when he bought it.
Oh, wow.
And he bought it on August 3rd, 1993, and he spent $49.99 for it. And he bought it at a shop called Second Time Around, which is just they have some new stuff, but it's mostly used, you know, movies and games and CDs and stuff like that. So, and what was also really cool is he actually had this sheet of notebook paper in it, and him and his buddy apparently were having playoffs and tourneys, and they were keeping track of who won.
Cool.
It was just really weird because it was, you know, I mean, I spent $5 on it, so. But it's like, it has like a whole story to it now. Like, this was, somebody loved this game way more than I love it. Like, it's a fun game, but it's, you know.
And that's something that's a lot of fun when you are finding games in the wild or you pick something up at a thrift shop or a flea market or Craigslist. Like, it really does have a personal story behind it. And that's something you can say about getting a game via physical media that you probably can't say about pure digital distribution.
Definitely. So, I mean, I'm probably not going to play the game that much, but I am really happy to have it because I'm really going to take care of it. And
awesome.
I'm going to keep on, I'm going to hold on to the receipt and everything.
And hold your own playoffs. And
I probably, if I could find somebody who's down to play, I mean, it plays like Madden, like the old Madden games from the Super NES or the Genesis. It's just, you know, not.
They
should
have just called it Madden with Minefields.
Madden with Minefields.
I'd play.
I think that's against,
I'd play as well.
Against the rules and regular.
regulation football in the U.S.
Yeah, probably not safe enough.
I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't think I am.
That's good. You should be confident in your opinion about a 24-year-old video game.
Yeah. How about you, Jason?
I've actually been playing... I somehow got on a Microsoft email list.
That sounds like a really fun game.
It is. Microsoft email list. Fantastic.
They still have email lists?
They do.
Wow.
They sent me a review copy of Age of Empires 2.
Oh, there's a classic game right there.
There you go.
Yeah, so I've been playing the review copy. It doesn't come out for about, I think, 3 weeks. So I've been playing that this week.
So you're like special. You get games before they come out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you can write a review and get some exclusives. And
yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, look at you. You're a big professional games writer guy.
Canadian editor.
Yeah, so I've been playing that. It's I've never played an Age of Empires game before, so...
Yeah, I haven't either. I was going to ask you, like, how does it play? Is it just like Warcraft or
Civilization?
Civilization, yeah.
It's a nice mix of actually Civilization and like a Warcraft style game. Like you
sounds
have,
good to me.
Yeah, it's like it's an RTS, but on top of that, they've got different ages you can progress through, and you can upgrade tech trees, stuff like that. So,
how many ages? An empire of ages?
An empire of ages? Yes. I think there's five.
That's not an empire at all.
I'm sorry to disappoint.
I'm sorry to be disappointed.
Hmm.
You guys are weird.
Indubitably.
Yes.
Presumably.
And then I played some...
That sounds like fun, too.
Yeah, what is it called?
Missile Command?
That's the one.
Wow. For the 2600 Missile Command?
The arcade cabinet?
No, yeah. He's been playing HTML5, haven't he?
I was about to say that, yeah. HTML5 version.
Yeah.
Wow.
Missile Command line.
Yeah, but... Yeah, Missile Command. I got bored of it really quickly, so...
What? How could you get bored of Missile Command?
Yeah, you're just clicking.
That's the fun of it. Yeah. See how well you can click for how long. It's a fun classic. I wish they had made an NES port, I have to admit.
They didn't.
That's why I wish they would have.
Yeah, they didn't.
Well, they've got ports for everything now.
I was going to say, there's got to be something like Missile Command on the NES, isn't there?
Yeah.
Not really, no.
Really?
Huh.
No.
Like, I'd even take, like, even like a clone, or...
No, really, there's nothing really like it.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That doesn't make any sense. Who made Missile Command?
Atari. I made that, yeah. Atari.
Was it a first... Okay. Huh. That makes sense.
Interesting.
I'm going to... Double check the Book of Knowledge.
The Book of Knowledge?
The Tome of Information. Yeah, it's Atari.
Yeah. So what have you been playing?
I have been playing more Marble Madness. I hate to disappoint because I've said that like four different episodes, but I want to break 100,000 points. I want to take a serious stab at it.
Okay, so I've played quite a bit of Marble Madness. Maybe my brother and I's one of our top picks back in the day. How do you even get anywhere near 100,000 points.
Okay, first thing, you know the A button provides a speed boost, right?
Yeah, I'm aware of the A button speed boost.
I know it's a crazy question, but some people still don't, and I didn't for a while. Like, I actually, someone had to tell me, and then I was like, whoa, now the game's like really easy. So, there's that. But every time you die, you get 1,000 points off your total. So, the less you die, the better you do. Other than that, it's just about playing it until the difficult parts become second nature and moving as efficiently as possible. And there's several levels where there's a branching path, like you can choose to go one or the other. And typically the more difficult path is quicker. So the key is to master those difficult parts so that you can handle them easily and quickly. But I seem to be at like a 90,000 point wall, which is the difference of like 4 deaths in 6 seconds. I mean, literally, I could do one level a bit better and get it, or sometimes you just have to be lucky and get the magic wand bonus. You know, when you're just randomly rolling along and all of a sudden it stops you and this magic wand appears and gives you 10 seconds?
Yeah.
That's 10,000 points if you don't waste those seconds on subsequent boards.
So, how is it random, the magic wand?
It must be. I think it is. I have not figured out any correlation between any on-screen action and getting it. I've played games where I'll get three of them. I've played games where I'll get none. So
there's got to be a way to trigger it then.
There has to be. I mean, even if it's a randomizer, there's got... Yeah, I don't know.
Because that was actually something that... Because, I mean, when it comes to, like, you know, I guess that you would call that glitching a game, essentially. Mm-hmm. Like, I was watching a... What was it? It was a speed run of Mega Man X. And this guy actually wrote down exactly what he did on every level to kind of help him progress. And one of the things he said that was in every X game for the Super NES was if you slide on the wall to create, like, the dust, he said mm-hmm. that changes the randomization of enemies. So, like, if you're fighting a boss and you think that the next move that the boss is going to do is jump full screen to get to where you are, he said that if you go on the side of the wall and slide down, it changes that and he'll do something else. He said if you figure out what the pattern is every time you change it and slide down the wall, you can make it so he just stays in the corner and does nothing.
Yeah, and a lot of retro games have those weird triggers because in computer code, there's no such thing as a truly random number. To generate that number, you have to have some kind of trigger, even if it's just using the clock and like counting the seconds or something. So in a lot of 8-bit games, without the sophisticated calculating power, there were weird triggers like that to make the game
seem random.
Yeah.
Seem random, yeah. So I just don't know what it is for Marble Madness.
You better start working on it, brother.
I guess. And I mean, I feel stupid because I've played it hundreds of times and I don't feel like I'm getting much better. But then I watch like Andrew Gardicus, who I've mentioned before. He has a speed run up and he's like, yeah, I played it for a little bit, so here goes. And he posts a video where he scores 177,000 points. It's 3 seconds slower than the tool-assisted speed run, which is supposed to be better than humanly possible.
We have to think, though, too, like, some people are just hardwired that way. That they can just tear things like that apart.
Yeah.
I don't know what his deal is. He is a gaming savant. Not me. It doesn't come naturally for me.
Welcome to the club. I've never even beat Marble Madness.
I've never even played Marble Madness.
Well, that was to be expected, Jason.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, man. Let's be honest.
If you ever did try, I'd love to hear your thoughts, though. I'd love to see what you think of it.
I'll let you know.
You've got homework, Jason.
There we go.
Homework. And it's not doing your taxes.
Oh, yeah. Already
did. Sorry to disappoint.
You want to do them again, don't you?
I'm actually going to.
Are you serious?
I'm gonna see if I can get a better refund.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Jason, I love you.
That's hilarious.
You are adorable.
Taxes.
Taxes.
Wow.
Yep. Taxes.
Mm-mm, good.
Hey, you guys want to tackle a listener email discussion question since we actually got some this time?
No, that's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, since last episode we didn't have any. Several people sent some in this time, so thanks, listeners, for actually doing what we tell you. That is a powerful power we have over you that I hope not to abuse in the future.
Now buy me Steam games.
Yes, please. That would be wonderful. I like games. Send me more NES cartridges.
I'll take some Genesis carts if you guys get any.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We'll take donations.
Yeah. Send me money.
Jason's going right for the jugular.
Yep.
There you go.
Or your wallet, anyway. So anyway, the email is from Jorge Barbosa. Goes like this. What's up?
What up?
Oh, wait, there's more.
No,
oh,
darn.
Since last week you didn't get any email, I have a question I want to be answered. What is, in your opinion, the most annoying aspect of an RPG, modern or retro? Stuff like random encounters, excessive grinding, etc. Keep up the good work.
You mean et cetera?
Yeah, that is a quirk of mine. I always spell it out. I know it's kind of dumb.
I know it's the second time I've heard you do that. I'm like, what is he talking about?
It's a It's a personality quirk of mine. I realize it's not even more efficient or anything. It's just, it's a weird habit.
It is not more efficient. Yeah. Geez, RPGs. I'm not the best guy to ask. I don't play a lot of RPGs.
Well, then you're probably the best person to ask. Why don't you play them? What do you find annoying about them, Hunter?
Well, last
Everything.
Week. No. Well, last week, the whole not knowing when you're at the weapon shop. And was that last week or the week before?
That was the week before.
That was the
I
week
think.
Before.
So I know where you're going and I like it.
Yeah, so going to the weapon shop and trying to buy weapons, but you don't know if the weapons you're buying are better or worse or who they're for or blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like, that's annoying. The other thing that's kind of annoying, like, I understand the purpose of grinding. I do. It makes sense that if you want to get to a certain area in the game, your characters and or, you know, whoever's in your party needs to be maybe not at a particular level, but, you know, this ain't level one anymore. Okay, you know, these monsters mm-hmm. are a lot more powerful, which is fine. But a game that I get reminded of is, like, Wise, the first Wise game.
Mm-hmm.
Before you even go to the first boss, you literally have to grind for like a half an hour.
Ugh. Yeah.
And that's, to me, that's pointless. Like, a lot of it should be more of a natural leveling up.
It should feel organic.
Correct. And now, and I understand that if, you know, if let's say you're a level 30 and you want to do a side quest and you have to be a level 40, then okay, yeah, then you should go start grinding. But at the first boss? And the first level's not even that long. And, like, you're just sitting outside of his cavern, just kept making random encounters so you can level up for, like, 45 minutes. Like, that's a little bit too much. Like, something like that really takes me out of the game. Because then I realize, okay, I'm playing a game. Like, to me, grinding is like doing math problems. Because it's all about numbers. You know, mm-hmm. I've got to have so many random encounters to level up to this level so I can continue on. I don't like math problems. I don't like to do them for fun. I surely don't want to do them in my video games.
I agree. I think even in the way he phrased the question, the key term there is excessive grinding. Because I think I agree with you 100%. I don't mind grinding as a concept. It makes sense as a gameplay mechanic. And if you're going to use experience points to level up, there's inevitably going to be some aspect of it, but some games have such a weird gap between how you start a certain geographic area and where you need to be to finish it, and it's like you spend 4 or 5 hours grinding in some games just to complete one portion that takes 20 minutes. It's really strange. Jason, did you say everything?
I hate... Ugh.
You really don't like RPGs?
I should specify, really. I have a large problem, and this has been really... This is an overblown point from previous years, but...
There's no taxes in it.
There's no taxes. No, I have a real problem with Japanese RPGs.
Mm.
Like the Final Fantasies and all that stuff.
Oh, when they're like super in-depth?
It's not the super in-depth part. The stories are never that great, I find. It's usually starts off with, hey, you're some kid, end of the world, go save it. Wander around for 50 hours. We're not going to tell you why. Mm-hmm. You're going to wander around and then eventually get to the end boss. But before you get to the end boss, you have to grind your way through about 5 hours of just monsters for about a 15-minute boss battle and the game ends.
And at some point, you're going to talk to a mystical tree.
Yes. No, I like Zelda.
Yeah. It's funny you guys mentioned that, because I feel like maybe I didn't take the question seriously enough. Because the answer...
What?
Let me explain. If you were to name the top 10 games on Super Nintendo, I feel like you're going to see games like Final Fantasy, Chrono Trigger, and Earthbound, like, all really high up there.
So that's
right?
Why I don't like top 10 lists, because they never make any sense.
I'll say Chrono Trigger's amazing.
They're subjective, I'll give you that. But my point is, there just weren't that many other RPGs, even though there were so many really good ones of the ones there were. So I actually put the scarcity of them from the 8 to 16-bit era, I love those RPGs. I wish there were more of them. Even the things like grinding or silly stories, like maybe it's become a form of guilty pleasure for me or my vice, but I like them. They make me feel warm and cozy.
So they're like your security blanket.
That is a great figurative way to put it. Yeah.
That's weird,
my
man.
My security blanket of defense plus +9.
With ice.
Episode title?
With what is it? With Frost or?
Yeah.
No, I mean, one of the things that Jason had brought up, it does seem like a lot of the RPG games, you are a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I just don't get it. Like, what?
Why pick the angsty teenage boy with funny hair to be the hero?
I mean, yeah, that's exactly what it is. Or he's got a quirk that nobody else has, you know?
Yep.
I don't know if that's just, I don't think that's bad storytelling. I think that's just, I hate to use this word, and I don't want to use it, but I guess I'm going to have to because I can't think of any other way to explain it, but it seems just like just an overused trope.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
I think there's a lot of RPG games that I just lost my train of thought.
There are a lot of RPGs.
Wait.
Start out on a train and then they'll just ditch it and the train derails, but it just expects you to keep playing anyway.
Right.
The villain may or may not be your father. Oh, okay. Should I care? Should I not care? What difference does that make?
I think of all the genres in video games from, you know, the early 80s to now, RPGs is the one genre that still needs a lot of work.
Sure.
Because I still don't think that there's that staple game that everybody mocks. You know, like platformers, it's Mario Brothers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like first-person shooters, it's Doom or Wolfenstein or whichever one came first. It doesn't matter. They're all the same game. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, puzzle games, it's Tetris. You know?
Yeah. There's not that one outstanding example that's clearly top shelf setting the standard.
Yeah. Like, Chrono Trigger, amazing game.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Final Fantasy, amazing. Final Fantasy III for the Super NES, amazing game. But it still lacks some very common aspects that some really bad RPG games happen to pick up on, but they miss the lot.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, we got great ideas for creatures, but our story's crap.
Well, it's. I think every RPG has that one aspect that even the big fans agree that is annoying. Like, oh, I love this game. Remember that stupid part in the middle that's super frustrating? We have to do this one part, and everyone's like, yeah! And you're like, guys, really? We're celebrating
how crappy it is.
Like,
welcome to retro gaming.
Maybe that's it's a microcosm of the systemic issues we have in the community as a whole. But like the original Dragon Warrior game, where you have to select stairs from the menu just to use the stairs. Like, that's awful. That's and everyone quickly acknowledges that it's horrible, but we still treat it like it's this lovable game.
And I challenge our listeners. I would like to play just a very well all-around RPG game. I really would. I mean, and maybe the me being the player that doesn't really get into RPG games, like, okay, Mario RPG was a great RPG game, but it is super easy. Like, it's, you know, it's like taking candy from a baby, literally. You know, it's that's really easy to do. If you haven't done it, you should try it. But
mental note.
Yeah, but, you know, it was just way too easy. So I haven't really played, like, I really like Final Fantasy II, but there's a lot of really dumb things about the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Final Fantasy III is the same way. Phantasy Star, don't get me started again on Phantasy Star.
Yep.
I haven't played that RPG game where I was like, I can't put this down. But I can name at least three games for every other genre that I've done that with except for RPGs.
Now, that's interesting. That's a really good point. And you
get to work.
And you even tried the game where you have to write your own spells.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that game was fun, but it was still missing a lot of things in it, though.
I find the either lack in gameplay, or they try so hard with the story, it becomes this convoluted, just mess of soap opera proportions.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just, it's mundane and boring.
Yeah. The best RPGs I've played recently aren't the traditional, it's just an RPG, it's when other genres start incorporating RPG elements.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like action RPGs. And, yeah. Oh, absolutely. But usually at that point, there's two sides. They're either, you know, it's half and half, or it's an action game, and we just threw some RPG stuff in it to kind of make it a little interesting.
And that can be done horribly, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because stuff like that, it gets to the point where you're like, you don't even care anymore.
Yeah, you're just...
You know, they're like, oh, I leveled up. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, I'm still killing enemies with one hit. I don't care if I got a new weapon. Like...
Oh, good times. So there you go, listeners. Let's recommend a game to Hunter that has no flaws. Good luck with that one in the RPG category.
I don't mean it like that. I just... Something that's going to keep me engaged.
All right.
No flaws. Come on.
I would love a flawless game. That sounds like a reasonable request to me.
You play Pong.
It's a perfect game.
I agree.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect. Let's take a music break.
Perfect.
Welcome back. That was a quick little clip of retro electronica quality called Dungeon Crawl by Doppelgengar. If you like it, you can download it on the podcast page. But now it's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
This is the part of the show where each of us has secretly chosen a retro game, we'll have 1 minute to introduce it, we'll argue about which one's the best, and then you, the listener, can vote for your favorite on the podcast page. Feel free to leave comments as well. Let's see, the winner from 2 episodes ago, episode 26, was... Jason!
Yes!
With World Court Tennis, beating out Wacky Worlds and F1 Race in an absurdly close vote.
What is this podcast coming to?
You can't beat the tennis.
I apparently not. At least not with Wacky Worlds.
No.
I will say this. The tennis game does look intriguing.
And it's definitely better than F1 Race, so really I can't blame our listeners there.
Yeah.
Eventually we'll have to get to the point where one of us is starting to pick good games, then we'll be arguing about great games, but... Yeah,
we're not there yet.
That was certainly quite a trio there.
We've had a few of those.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fun. Someone's got to win.
Might as well be Jason.
And yeah,
agree.
Just so you know, listeners, for this recording, we have a theme that we gave each other. The game we chose had to be released in the year 1990. That's 1990. So every game we've picked, unless one of us is cheating, was released.
Jason.
Whoa.
Was released that year. So this will be interesting. I look forward to seeing what you guys picked because it should be a little more predictable than usual in terms of platform, right? We'll see.
I was going to say, we'll see.
Maybe that's just me. Probably me. But, Jason, if you're ready to give me my 1 minute, I'm ready to go.
I'm ready. You may begin.
All right, the game I picked tonight was released in 1990 because of our theme by Taito on the 8-bit NES, my Nintendo console of choice often. It's called Demon Sword. This is a side-scrolling platformer action game where you can jump incredibly high, and you're a samurai warrior, so it feels basically like an 8-bit version of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. You have a sword that progressively grows longer throughout the game, and there's boss fights. It's very fast-paced, and I actually like the weird control scheme where the A button slashes with the sword, the B button throws a projectile, and the up button jumps. So you have double the attacking fun. The soundtrack is rocking. The game looks great.
10 seconds.
It's Demon Sword, one of my sentimental favorites.
All right. Hunter, are you ready?
I am ready.
You may begin.
My pick for this week is a game I played a ton of, both in the arcade and on the Genesis console. Of course, I'm speaking of Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. Moonwalker, co-developed by Michael Jackson himself, centers around the King of Pop saving kids from the hands of the evil Mr. Big. Taken directly from the movie Moonwalker, Michael Jackson starts the game off by entering a darkened bar, flips a coin into the jukebox, and starting the action. You can perform all of Michael Jackson's signature moves, including the moonwalk, and the game contains many of Jackson's popular songs of the time. Moonwalk, your vote on over for a really fun experience in the style of Bad.
Moonwalk, your vote on over. That was pretty good, I guess.
All right, I guess I'll begin. All right. This 1990 NES game is a shoot 'em up based on the popular Marvel Comics character, the Silver Surfer. Yes, it's the Silver Surfer for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Playing as a Silver Surfer, you go through many levels which are deemed probably the hardest in all of video game history, until you finally meet Galacticus and have to defeat a mysterious villain. That's Silver Surfer for the NES.
Wow.
Wow.
Worst game ever.
Yeah, that game sucks, Jason.
There is nothing good about that game.
You're just angry because I can't beat it.
I am.
Yeah, I'm a little angry about it, too.
But I argue that's poorly designed.
It defines Nintendo hard.
You know, apparently so does pronouncing Galactus by the sounds of your description.
Nope, no. Galacticus.
That's how you pronounce it in Canada, right, Jason?
Yeah.
Oh, and also, you straight up lied. You said that you go through many levels. That's not true. I go through like two at most.
Until you die.
That is an excellent point, Bailey. That is an excellent. Good job, sir.
Thank
Good
you.
Job.
Thank you.
Because the game refuses to let you advance any further.
Well, I mean, I understand that a shooter should be challenging, but number one, your character sprite is huge. Number two, there's lots of projectiles and enemies on screen, which just one or two of those elements, fine. But then number three, the background kills you. There's games where you're like having to maneuver in these levels in this narrow gap, and you're doing that while things are shooting at you, and you have to shoot back, and you're huge.
Yeah.
You're slow. Did you say that he moves slow as well?
Yeah, it's
super slow moving. Okay.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
And unlike other games, like say Life Force, your maneuverability doesn't significantly improve. You're stuck just kind of slogging around suicidally.
Listen, just because the game separates the boys from the men.
Oh gosh. Yeah, you know who really separates the boys from the men? Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
That's right.
Because he wants the boys for himself. Oh, is that too far?
I mean, no, but it's true.
Yeah.
You know, but in real life, you know, just talking about the video game.
Well, even in the video game, he wants all the children.
You're rescuing children, aren't
you? Yeah, from the evil Mr. Big.
You're kidnapping children.
They've already been kidnapped.
And you're kidnapping them for a second time.
You're kidnapping them back.
They've been rescued and you have to take them back.
That's what Michael Jackson's Moonwalker is all about.
Moonwalker's a great game.
It sucks that everyone's going to vote for it. It's a classic.
I don't know, man.
I don't stand a chance this week. You guys suck.
Hold on. Now, I've never done this before. but I'm going to say this. Demon's Sword looks pretty cool.
It is sweet. There are people who don't like it, and I think they're stupid, because it's a great game.
Minus the small issue of the control scheme.
I know. The control scheme is great.
No, pushing up on the D-pad to jump is the worst control scheme you could possibly give a platformer.
No. No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
It is not the worst.
That
not
is
the worst.
You that is
up. You have to push up to jump.
That is worse than plugging a heart monitor to your ear to play Tetris 64.
No way. What if the
No way.
What if pressing right jumped and pressing up went left? Wouldn't that be worse?
No.
You're insane.
No, you just turn the controller upside down and it's still the same control scheme. It's terrible.
Oh. What if you had to press start and B at the same time to jump? Wouldn't that be worse?
That'd be pretty bad, yeah. But nobody's that
pressing...
crazy.
All right, I'm trying here. I don't mind it. I know it's a little strange.
So
I know it's not
So
usual,
you're telling me... Wait,
you
no, wait, everybody. Just calm down.
Ask,
just calm down.
Let me ask
it's
you
a
this.
Crappy ninja
you're
game.
Telling me you
it's
couldn't get another attack by by holding up an A?
I don't want to hold up and hit A. I just want to be able to press a button to attack. I don't want this two-button configuration stuff.
But your thumb is already there. All you're going to do is just move it up a little bit so you can actually be moving right and hitting up, and you can hit A for your second attack.
I have two thumbs. I might as well use them both.
You are using both. You don't want to use both. You just want to hit one button a go-go.
I do want to use two thumbs, Hunter. I do want to use two thumbs.
One button a go-go.
Two I'm going to use two thumbs. Give
better.
Us two thumbs
three.
Down.
Oh.
Wow. Thanks, Mr. 1990s Roger Ebert. How is Siskel doing? Is he good? Oh, that's,
he's good.
He passed away. That's right. I forgot about that. Sorry.
That's all right. This is a crappy Ninja Gaiden, though.
No, man. I wouldn't even throw it in the same realm as Ninja Gaiden. I'd say it's closer to what's that game? Legacy of Kain.
Legend of Cage? You
Legend
mean?
Of Cage. What did I say? Legacy of Kane?
That's one of your
different
souls.
Games.
That was, I was thinking of the sequel. That's what I was thinking. That's, no. Yeah.
It's a very different game from Ninja Gaiden.
What about Kane? It's not. It's very much like Kane. Right? Rope that into... I'm just asking questions. Words are important, Bailey. Words are very important.
No way.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I would agree.
I would play this game.
Okay, cool. So I have Hunter's vote. Jason, what can I do to convince you of the merits of
I'm not gonna
of
vote
Demon's
for
Sword?
It.
Why not?
I my game's much better.
That's not true.
Moonwalker, come on, man. I almost bought the arcade for Moonwalker. $400.
It's a dancing game.
But there's no dancing involved.
There's tons of dancing.
They're attacks. They're not. It's not dance moves. They're attacks.
But they are dance moves.
That you only have to hit one button to do, because the other button is jump. That's right.
My game has separate buttons for jumping and attacking too.
They're just on the wrong side of the controller, right? They're just
no
flipped around.
They're in a just fine place.
Are you supposed to play the game like in a mirror, so it makes more sense?
Yes, Hunter, it says right there, page 3 of the instruction book, please play in front of a mirror.
Okay, good. Good.
See, I got his vote. So, Jason.
Yeah?
Well, okay. Why don't you like Demon's Sword enough to vote for it?
It's got a similar gameplay style to Ninja Gaiden.
Except you can jump like 10 times higher.
Yeah, which doesn't make sense.
It's a video game. I don't want to
pay
taxes.
Yeah, it's like
you're
a Goku all of a sudden.
Yeah, because people are going to get that reference. Come on, Jason. Jesus.
Oh, well.
Goku. Anyway.
I guess they probably will.
Yeah, probably. But anyway, I would say this. The high jump.
You would say it or you're about to say it?
I am about to say it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Words are important.
Whatever.
I apologize.
That's fine.
I'm about to say this.
I'm waiting.
Are you going to let me say it or are you just going to get... Jeez.
Still waiting.
Oh. The high jump? I'd rather have a high jump than a double jump. I think a double jump is just a cheap aspect to throw into a platforming game to make it feel different, but it's not. It's just, at least with a high jump, you have more control over, well, you usually do, over where you fall and that kind of thing because you can control it. But a double jump, that's just... I'll take a high jump. I'm all right with a high jump.
Cool. So I have Hunter's vote. Jason.
No.
What?
No. I don't vote, remember?
I do. Yeah.
It's Ninja Gaiden and Keith Courage and Alpha Zones combined into one lesser game.
No, it's not.
Think of this, Bailey. You could have picked Silver Surfer.
That's cool.
Here, I'll give you this. At least your guy doesn't fire sparkle dust like Michael Jackson.
That's right, man. That's your long-range attack right there.
Sparkle dust.
You can hold down the A button, start spinning around. If you get enough juice, you can get all the enemies on the screen with you and do like some dances and stuff. You can do the Thriller dance. You could do
the... kids are freaking me out.
The what?
The kids. The kids are freaking me out.
Hunter, you said juice, as in Jesus juice, as in the drink Michael Jackson gave to kids to drug them?
Can we please stick to the game? Simulator? Can we please stick to the game?
You're the one who said it.
You gave me crap the last time Michael Jackson was in a game that I picked.
Wait, what?
What game?
He makes a special appearance in Space Channel 5.
Yeah, Space Channel 5 just sucked.
Oh, it was good enough to win. Jason.
People were just being hipsters and voting for it because it was so lame.
Is that what hipsters do? I don't know.
Pity votes.
That's it. They're pity votes.
A pity vote is a vote, my friend. A pity vote is a vote.
Democracy at work, ladies and gentlemen.
I agree.
You know what's creeping me out?
The kids?
Yeah, I was going to say, why is the kids creeping you out?
Not even the kids. It's the fact that I'm watching a walkthrough right now.
That is pretty creepy.
And Michael Jackson's carrying a kid, but his hands aren't actually holding him. The kid's like wrapped himself around Michael Jackson's head.
Oh, wow, dude. That's not a kid. That's Bubbles. That's his chimpanzee.
That's some bad animation.
That is not a child. Good God. Are you serious?
In Michael Jackson's world, you can never be sure.
Oh, come on. That's you're telling me you guys don't like Michael Jackson music, really? Because it plays throughout the entire game.
I have nothing against his music.
Well, all right then.
I like his music, but just because the music is good doesn't mean the game is good.
Then the protagonist is Mike Johnson.
Or even that the usage of the music in the game is good. Like, I like the Simpsons theme, but hearing it played throughout Bart versus the World constantly is awful.
Right. I agree. But in Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, because that's the official title, there are 6 levels and you hear 6 different songs.
Why does he turn into a robot?
How cool is he does it in the movie? In the movie The Moonwalker. I never understood the whole robot thing either, but it's kind of...
The robot's probably the coolest part.
Yeah.
Because it's not Michael Jackson.
Well, it's a Michael Jackson robot.
Hunter's got the vote wrapped up. Everyone loves robots.
Exactly! And thank you, Jason, for pointing it out for me.
Way to go, Jason!
There you go.
Way to go.
Pedobot.
Oh, jeez!
Yeah, he went there. That means I can go there, too.
Oh, you've already been there and back, and you're going again?
So was Michael Jackson.
Oh. Wow!
Oh, goodness.
This is getting out of hand.
And I finally crossed the line.
Yes, you guys...
Nowhere near. Well, maybe. Okay.
No. He's good.
Unlike Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. The child kidnap simulator.
No, it's not. You're saving the children.
It's a Michael Jackson documentary.
That is the funniest image I've seen in a long time.
I just opened it too.
Took me hours to make. Thumbs up appreciated. Absolutely.
Wow.
That's not Michael Jackson at all, Jason. Come on. Jeez.
Yeah, it's his mentor.
So, okay. Let's talk
about
Demon
Sword. No, it's not okay.
Well, let's talk about Demon Sword.
All right, let's do.
Do you not want to?
No, I want to. I just... I want... I want to keep insulting Michael Jackson's Moonwalker.
Well, then fine. Let's do that. If that's
No,
we're going to do what everybody else wants to do. Let's just
No, listen. I'm using this tone because I'm running out of ammo, and it makes me feel bad. Because I need to attack it more strongly to convince people not to vote for it. But I have this bad feeling, no pun intended, my efforts will be futile. So
hey,
go
who's
ahead.
Bad?
Demon
who's bad?
Sword. Bart Simpson. He has that Bart Simpson song where he says, I want to be bad like Michael Jackson.
No.
Which is funny because Michael Jackson wrote it, which is funny because he's the only person who would write the lyric, I want to be bad like Michael Jackson.
That makes sense.
Demon Sword. You were saying.
Demon Sword.
Right? So good.
So your sword grows in length, right? As you progress through the game? Who's laughing?
Yes.
I'm asking a question Jason. Here. what are you picking up to do that?
Pieces of the sword.
What?
You're getting more pieces of the sword.
So you're telling me that somebody throughout the history of this game took a sword, broke it up into 1,000 pieces. I'm sorry. Yeah, 1,000 pieces. That's a good round number. And now as you go and collect them, they just connect right on like Legos?
Yeah, it's a Lego sword.
It's a Lego sword.
It's a magical Lego sword, yes. But okay, can I ask you a return question?
Did you bring your receipt to return it?
Wow, that was a really lame joke. So I'm going to go ahead and move forward with this one. So are you the person who brought a game in which you control a pop star who kills enemies by dancing on them and turns into a child kidnapping robot?
Oh, good gosh.
Really trying to insult the plot line of my game?
No, I was trying to figure out the plot line of your game. The plot line in my game makes sense. I don't know about you guys, but
okay.
It completely makes sense to me.
It makes sense in relation to Michael Jackson.
I mean, who else would save the children that are kidnapped by Mr. Big? Michael Jackson, of course. Come on.
How about law enforcement? How about child services? How about...
No, you don't want to mess with a mafia boss. Come on, man. They're all under his thumb. They're getting paid off. Michael Jackson is not. He would not be paid off. So he took it upon himself to get the kids back.
To kidnap those kids. Yes.
No, he's saving the kids.
That's a dangerous usage of the word saving. I don't think they want to be saved, quote unquote, by Michael Jackson.
Why not?
Because Michael Jackson is bad. Specifically for children.
Oh. I don't get it.
Well, let me give you an analogy. Have you ever played Silver Surfer?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Well, so is Michael Jackson.
What?
That was a good analogy.
I just walked right into it.
You like that?
I just walked right into it. God, Silver Surfer is so bad.
That's so bad.
That's an LJN game, isn't it?
The music is really good.
Yeah, the music is awesome. It's better than Michael Jackson's.
I was pushing it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
just like Michael Jackson.
Let's keep this a little bit in reality.
It's better than Demon Sword.
I'm still trying to figure out. So who are you playing as? You're a barbarian?
No, that's the funny thing. The art isn't actually who you're playing as.
Okay, because it says that you throw ninja stars. I don't think a barbarian would throw ninja stars. I could be wrong.
Well, barbarian isn't like a race. Anyone can be a barbarian.
Okay,
you've got to
you
be barbaric.
You don't look like Conan, though.
Oh, right, you don't.
In the actual game.
Conan is like a really tall, red-headed talk show host. Why would you look like him?
I just got it. That's funny.
I moonwalked right into that one.
Man, Silver Surfer, jeez.
It was developed by Software Creations.
Who's that?
They did Bionic Commando, Double Dragon.
Wait, how could they
Blaster
make so
Master,
many great games and then
the
this
Tick,
game comes out?
Hexen, Carmageddon.
Ugh. Unbelievable.
Wait, what games did you just name?
Games they made.
Double Dragon. I heard that.
Yeah.
Bionic Commando?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the Amiga and the Atari ST. They didn't do it for Nintendo.
Well, he didn't specify.
Yeah.
I just said they did Bionic Commando.
It makes a big difference, though, because the I mean, Capcom obviously did Bionic Commando on Nintendo. And when Amiga wanted Bionic Commando, Capcom's like, no, it's a smaller market. So they had to get some crappy developer like Software Creations to do it.
Right.
Double Software Dragon. Creations did hack jobs, man. They weren't actually good.
And the Double Dragon is Double Dragon 3, the arcade game for the Genesis, which is another terrible game.
You can't just throw out famous game names out there and expect our viewers or...
Hey, wait. They did NASCAR 2000 for the Game Boy Color. Come on.
Oh, well, I take it back. I take it all back. Clearly, Software Creations is one of the best developers of all time. Yeah. Almost.
Oh, they did Venom / Spider-Man Separation Anxiety.
I love this. So I want to read the reception on the Book of Knowledge for Silver Surfer. It says, the game received mostly mixed reviews. Some praise it as an enjoyable side-scrolling shooter, while others criticize it for its relentless difficulty, as a single hit would kill the character immediately, even from seemingly harmless things, such as rubber ducks.
Okay, wait a second. Who wrote that? Because...
it says citation needed.
How do you get mostly mixed reviews? Isn't that a contradiction in terms?
A little bit, yeah.
Like, how do you... if it's mostly mixed, that means that not all of them were mixed, but then what ratings weren't in the mixed category that you couldn't say were part of being mixed? You know? Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's logically incoherent.
You know, I'll give it this. At least it has a reception section, unlike Demon Sword.
Oh, yeah, that is weird.
Because no one played it.
Oh, well, maybe I'm going to play it. It's obscure, but it's good. You should try it.
I'm going to play it right now.
I guarantee if you put Silver Surfer head-to-head versus Demon Sword, many...
like his
many,
characters?
No, as a game. Many...
I'm pretty sure Silver Surfer would win.
Probably.
Many more players would prefer Demon Sword than Silver Surfer. I guarantee it. It's just more fun. It's as simple as that. Yeah, you can't. Yes, no way. You cannot say you think more people would like Silver Surfer than
here. I'll give you an example. When people go, "Hey, you know that Silver Surfer game for the NES?" People go, "Oh yeah, that one, the really hard one." Instead of, "Hey, you know that Demon Sword game for the NES?" People go, "What?"
There's nothing wrong with that, though. It doesn't speak poorly of the game.
People
just
go, "What?"
They haven't played it.
Was that a weapon in Final Fantasy? The Demon Sword?
Nice. Man, I don't know, man. That's good. That's good stuff. I mean, it's a terrible game, but...
it's a terrible argument, too. Just because someone hasn't played it doesn't mean it's not good.
It's because no one's played it.
I've played it.
I'm going to play it. I'll let you know.
Do I not mean anything to you, Jason?
You mean the world to me.
Well, then the world has played it. So, you're wrong.
Shit. This is getting out of hand.
I'm just twisting your words against you, Jason.
Oh, wow. He is a wordsmith, my friend. He is a wordsmith.
Not a word Johnson. A word smith. I'm a word, Bailey. What can I say? All right. Final arguments. Hunter. Why should anyone vote for your stupid game?
Because my stupid game is Moonwalker. Michael Jackson's Moonwalker.
Oh, I don't stand a chance. Jason, why should anyone vote for your stupid game?
Because it's a Silver Surfer and people have heard of it.
Oh, that's no.
And he doesn't shoot sparkles.
That's true. All right.
And there's no children.
You know why you should vote for my stupid game? Because it's fun. It's fun, okay? I don't care if you haven't played it or not. It's fun. If you haven't played it, you should try it. And if you have played it, you know it's fun. It's fun. You should vote for it. It's the best game. Demon Sword. There you go.
Ugh. Good all argument, right. Bailey.
You like that? Did my point get across? Did I explain myself?
What was it?
It's fun.
Oh.
I think that's what he said. I have to go back and re-listen.
The game is fun, Jason. Let me spell it out for you. F-U.
Ed, you forgot the N.
N.
Yeah, okay.
Did you hear me? Yeah, you got that? Okay.
I got it.
So remember, guys, listeners, you can email us, podcast@onemorecastle.com. We'd love to hear some retro gaming discussion questions that we can tackle in an episode. Or even ideas for themes for the Retro Showdown. We'll take those too. No promises whether we'll listen to you, but well, we'll read it and think about it. Special thanks to Ben Landis for letting us use intro and outro tracks. And for Doppelgengar for use of Dungeon Crawl as the interlude track. Again, if you like that, you can download it on the podcast page. And I want to give a quick shout out to the Australian Retro Gamer. You can find him on Twitter at AUSRetroGamer. He is always tweeting awesome photos of his extensive retro gaming collection. Hunter, you got any shout outs tonight?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Eric Hunter. My blog is ericmhunter.net. And I want to give a shout out to Mr. Joe Walker.
Heyo.
He's got a new, well, it's not new, he's been doing it for a while, but it's new to us.
Yeah.
On One More Castle, the backlog video series, which is really cool.
It's good stuff.
He's good at finding old school gems, and he's got a very straightforward, no nonsense kind of take to him. So it's kind of a, he's not playing a character, which I really enjoy. So check him out, Joe Walker, his Space Kappa with a K. I did not see that until now. That's hilarious. Good word. Okay, that's all I got.
Cool. Jason?
You can find me on Twitter at Jason Lamb, and I'll give a shout out to Microsoft for sending me that Age of Empires HD code. If you want to send me more stuff, send it to me.
Hopefully Microsoft listens to the podcast.
Hopefully they do.
Just real quick, I wonder if any listeners realize that One More Castle is on Twitter. Does anyone not know that? Because it's the number one, More Castle. One MoreCastle. Find us on Twitter, follow us there. And keep track of all of our updates because the site has lots of good stuff going on. But until next time, listeners, vote in the Retro Showdown, leave us comments, send us emails, and remember, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week!